Lobo Nation, it's time for Longview Football on 106.5 Jack FM. Live from Lobo Stadium, it's the regular season finale and senior night as the number one ranked Longview Lobos host the West Mesquite Wranglers in a District 7-5A Division I matchup. I'm Brian Houston along with Johnny Vaughn. Once again, we're playing on a Thursday night because of the threat of storms tomorrow night. The Lobos wrapped up a share of the district championship last week with a 42-3 win over the Tyler Lions in Tyler. John King's team is a perfect 9-0, 6-0 in the district. They will honor 27 senior football players who are making their final regular season appearance in this stadium tonight, although they will host a first-round playoff game at Lobo Stadium next Friday night. Lobos want a stirring, strong performance tonight to claim sole possession of the district title, their 12th perfect season in program history, and to roll into the playoffs playing their best football. The offense, led by junior running back Taylor Tatum, who has rushed for 1,084 yards and 20 touchdowns on the ground. He's also got 98 receiving yards and a receiving touchdown. The defense, the best in the district, allowing only 8 points per game. Amazingly enough, they have given up only 8 second-half points this entire season, and they have not been scored in a fourth quarter of any game this year. Coach Frank Sandoval's West Mesquite Wranglers limp into the finale with a 3-6 record. They got off to a 3-0 start in non-district, but they are winless in league play with an 0-6 record. Longview beat West Mesquite all three times they've played, but last year, a game that was a little wilder than Coach King liked, as the Lobos outscored the Wranglers 56-28. As far as the weather is concerned tonight, it's a warm night for the first Friday or first Thursday of November, 76 degrees tonight. Beautiful night, really, for football, but we've just not had one of those cold snaps this year for football. Lobos won the toss. They elected to defer. That means West Mesquite will be receiving the ball. And so we'll start off with the Lobos and their kicker, Michael Fields, one of those seniors,
Jason McCoy,
will come out to put the foot into it. Back deep, Cason McCoy and Zacchaeus Castle lined up at about their 10-yard line. Fields steps into it and skies it to the goal line. It's going to die in the end zone for a touchback. Third down and 11. Ball at the West Mesquite 24. Man in motion to the far side. Two wideouts to the left side. Now three wide to the left. Back to throw. And then sacked.
There you go.
Down he goes. And that's going to be number 99, Billy Smith, who took down Craig Dale. And punting is Kanan Durden, who is back at his own 4-yard line for West Mesquite. Low snap, gets away from him. He gets the kickoff. And then Willie Nelson is waving his arms to get everybody away from it. It's going to be a very, very short punt. And they're going to call it out of bounds at the 35-yard line. My goodness. That's it. It's third down and goal. Again, under center goes Allen. He has a fullback lined up right behind him, but he sent Hale out wide left, and a quick pass out there, a bubble screen, and he walked into the end zone, touchdown. Boy, that was easy.
No kidding. I mean, Jalen Hale, one of the best receivers in the States, just lined up on the line of scrimmage, and he was flanked out, and they just stood up under quarterback and threw it, and they didn't even have anybody guarding him.
Incredible.
That's a pretty easy touchdown. Heck, I think you or I might could have taken that one in.
Fields comes in to try the extra point. It's up and it's good. And with 6:25 to play in the first quarter, Longview 7, West Mesquite nothing. You're listening to Longview Lobo Football on 106.5 Jack FM. Following the Lobo touchdown, Michael Fields kicks it off again through the back of the end zone. No return. A fourth down and 11 from the 24-yard line. And that's where West Mesquite's going to have to punt the football. Again, Durden will punt. Willie Nelson back at his own 45-yard line. This time a clean snap, but he shanked it. And the ball goes out of bounds again in Longview territory at around the 47-yard line. Only a 24-yard punt. From the gun, Allen on third and one. We'll hand it off. Elijah Johnson busted outside. A lot of room. 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown. He's walking the dog. Longview scores it. Elijah Johnson, 37-yard run.
It was a third and one. He was going to run a dive play right over the guard. It was covered up, so he just kicks it out to the sideline, makes one move, turns it up, and turns it into a 37-yard score.
And he walked the last 3 yards of the play. Elijah Johnson with the 37-yard touchdown run, and it's about to become a 14-0 ball game as, again, Michael Fields comes in to kick the extra point. And with 3:22 to go in the first quarter, Lobo's up now 14-0. You're listening to Longview Lobo Football on 106.5 Jack FM. Field with another kickoff into the back of the end zone. Again, a fair catch and no return for West Mesquite. And once again, the third punt of the night for West Mesquite. Durden from his own end zone. This time it's a low line drive punt that I don't think actually got more than about 4 feet up in the air. Nelson picks it up at the 40. He's at the 45. He's down at the inside the 30 now, inside the 20, and finally gets run out of bounds.
I got to tell you,
holding call. I'm sorry, yeah. Johnny. Holding against Longview. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say that that's the third punt in a row, and all three of them have been horrible. I mean, the 10th game of the year, it seemed like you'd have a little better punting game. I mean,
it's brutal. Quick pass out to the right sideline. That's going to be Hale. Hale to the 25. Hale thrown down at about the 20-yard line for a first down at the 21-yard line. First and 10 Lobos, 2:05 to play in West Mesquite territory, knocking on the door. They'll send two wide to the left, the wing to the left, and they will hand it off, coming left. Running back sweeping. That's Elijah Johnson. Finds running room at the 5. He may get into the end zone. Touchdown, Longview.
My goodness. 21-yard run, but what a run it was by him as he turns up the field, goes up the sideline. That's his second of the night. I mean, wow. He's an impressive back.
He's really patient, too, as he watches. Yeah. Reese got a great block on the edge. Downfield, and Elijah Johnson just waited for it to develop, and then he just walked into the end zone. Second touchdown of the night. Fields in to kick the extra point that would make it 21-0. Still in the first quarter. Fields' kick is up, and it's good. And now, with 1:41 to play in the first quarter, Longview 21, West Mesquite nothing. You're listening to Longview Lobo Football on 106.5 Jack FM. Fields again. With a kickoff, his fourth of the night in the first quarter, and it again goes into the end zone for a touchback. And Frank Sandoval having a conversation with the officials as we see the end of the first quarter. The score, Longview 21, West Mesquite nothing. You're listening to Longview Lobo Football on 106.5 Jack FM. Kanan Durden is going to have to come back out and punt. And the first three have not been beauties. Just to be kind about that. But, yeah, I hate to say it, but, you know, it's a miserable year. You're last place in the district. You've lost six in a row. And you get the feeling that West Mesquite is going to be really happy to see this season end. There finally is a punt. It drives Willie Nelson back. He drops it at the 35, then picks it up at the 33. Now up the middle to the 50. He's still running and finally gets brought down again in West Mesquite territory at the 45-yard line. And Longview will come out on a second down and 9 at the West Mesquite 10-yard line. They'll send three wide receivers to the wide side of the field, but they're in tight. Hand off up the middle, Elijah Johnson. I mean, he just walked into the end zone untouched.
It's just touchdown. Unbelievable. That's his third touchdown in the first half.
Straight up the middle. One man made contact and did not make the tackle. And Elijah Johnson is making a living in the end zone tonight. Third touchdown of the night. It's a 10-yard run, and the Lobos send Michael Fields out to try to make it 28-0. Fields' kick is up, and it's good, and it is 28-0. Longview on top of West Mesquite. You're listening to Longview Lobo Football on 106.5 Jack FM. Michael Fields comes out to kick, and he'll try a short kick this time, and again, it's taken for fair catch. He made the fair catch signal after he caught the ball. I don't think it works that way, but...
Make it fourth and seven.
You know, if you're West Mesquite, you got to feel like you're playing against 13 guys on defense.
Yeah, I mean, there's just no place to go, and it's got to be frustrating, and you kind of lose interest, and it's just a tough night for them, tough season for them.
Just overmatched, yeah. Really, when you get right down to it. So here comes the punter again, Durden. Line of scrimmage is the Longview 47. This punt, not bad. Drives Nelson back at about the 8. Now he's going to come near side, 20, 25, 30, 40, 50, 40. Cuts it back. He's got a block. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Longview.
Wow.
Willie Nelson.
What a return. He just shows his great athleticism. I mean, that was a remarkable return. He got to the sideline, then cut back and made the touchdown.
Started at his own 6-yard line. 94-yard punt return.
Michael Fields on for the point after.
And Fields will try the extra point. Willie Nelson, 94-yard punt return was a thing of beauty.
I think that's his first touchdown on return this year.
I believe you're right.
He had several last year.
Snap is back, the kick is up, and it is good. And with 2:33 to play in the first half, it's Longview 35, West Mesquite nothing. You're listening to Longview Lobo Football on 106.5 Jack FM. Michael Fields kicks it off again. It goes through the back of the end zone for a touchback. The only thing that you wonder about, Johnny, with a game like this is what does this do to get you ready for the playoffs? A practice might have been more valuable. Ones against ones, you know, good on good, as opposed to what this has become.
Yeah, because you've got a poor team that's disinterested too, and that's a double whammy.
Back to throw, Dale. Pressure coming on the backside. Fires it over the middle. Intercepted. 30-yard line. 25. Simmons intercepted it.
And fumbled.
Then he fumbled it. Did West Mesquite get it back? Yes, they did. Jaden Simmons got the interception. And then as he returned it, he coughed it up. And Kaysen McCoy was able to get it right back. Now on third down and 12 from their own 24-yard line. Dale back to throw. Pressure up the middle. Again, he goes down. He has no chance. So Durden's going to punt it. He's going to be back at his own 3-yard line. The line of scrimmage is the 15. Almost got that one blocked. Nelson takes it at midfield. Comes up the middle. Now he'll break it outside. 40, 30. Still running. Gets a block. 20. Finally caught at the 50-yard line. 15-yard line, rather. And we'll see what John King wants to try to do after calling all those timeouts. If he's going to try to put one more on the board.
I'd give it to Elijah Johnson again.
On first and 10, Allen, play action. Looking left, looking for Hale in the end zone. Caught, touchdown. 15-yard touchdown pass. Jordan Allen to Jalen Hale.
That's Hale's second of the night. And that was just a deep out route, and it was a good throw from the quarterback. A good catch by Hale.
And now, what do we got? A man down? That's a defender. I was afraid that might be Hale down back there. Please, no. Do not let that happen. Defensive back slow getting up, but he's up, and that's a good thing. That's Galloway, who was covering on that play. Score came with 29 seconds remaining in the first half. And he may just, John King may just send the starters home. Tell them to get some rest tonight. Michael Fields will try the extra point. It's up, and it's good. And Longview now 42-0 over West Mesquite. You are listening to Longview Lobo Football on 106.5 Jack FM. 42-0, Longview on top of West Mesquite. And the kickoff by Fields brought out from the 10 to about the 19-yard line. And McCoy was the man on the return. But that's the end of the first half. And what a half it's been for the Longview Lobos. They have cruised tonight. They lead it 42-0 over West Mesquite. We'll come back with the halftime show brought to you by Eastman Credit Union. We'll recap the scoring. You'll hear from Harlan, the sports guy, and Pigskin Bob as they preview the Friday night, Thursday night scoreboard show that's coming up on KYKX. Going from our left to our right, sky kick. And it bounces out of bounds in front of DeKalen Reese at around the 35-yard line from the I formation. Play action. Allen fires the ball. Left side open. Hale goes up and gets it to the 35-yard line for a 21-yard gain and a first down for the Lobos.
It was a double move for him. He broke to the middle and then back out to the sideline. It's a perfect pass from Jordan Allen. That's a nice throw and catch.
So now we're going to see a lot of guys coming and touching the ball game now at quarterback. So literally, John King got a first down out of his starters, and now he's cleared the bench. That's what you like to see from a backup offensive line is that kind of push.
Yeah, really.
Gee, blew him off the ball by about 6 yards. Washington a tailback. Two wideouts go to the left this time. Under center. Tut turns, hands off. Bouncing outside, Washington. Touchdown, Longview. Wow. 13-yard run by Kelvin Washington. The Lobos have made a living bouncing that ball outside on those drive plays off the tackle all night long. Didn't matter who carried the ball. Once they get out of the traffic between tackles, it is nobody out there but them.
And you don't lose much when you bring in Washington.
No. Fields kicks the extra point. 8:25 to play third quarter. Lobos 49, West Mesquite nothing. You're listening to Longview Lobo Football on 106.5 Jack FM. And they lead it 49-0 over West Mesquite. The kickoff goes out of the back of the end zone. So now it's going to be fourth down and 8, and the punting team comes on for West Mesquite. 6:09 to play here in the third quarter.
KVU Curry back deep to receive.
Durden, low snap. He got hit as he kicked it, but the ball being on the ground, there's not going to be a flag. It was a rugby-style kick that barely got about a foot off the ground, and it finally rolls dead at the Longview 42-yard line. They'll actually spot him at the 12-yard line, and it'll be first and 10 for the Lobos in the red zone. Now they'll hand it off. Steverson breaks outside, a flag down. He goes into the end zone for the touchdown, but we'll see what the penalty is. And I'll bet it's a hold.
Yeah, he almost has to be where it was thrown.
One of the few penalties called against Longview tonight. It's been a really clean game. Oh, it's defensive holding. Wow. So that is a touchdown. Brendavian Stevenson.
I mean, it's the wheels are off for West Mesquite. That's all I can say.
That's a 10-yard touchdown run. And the Lobos in the 50s now. Michael Fields tries the extra point. Officials trying to get into position. And now we can kick it. Snap is back. Fields puts his foot into it. It's good. And the score now, Longview 55, West Mesquite nothing. You're listening to Longview Lobo Football on 106.5 Jack FM. And here comes the kickoff by Alexander Mitchell, and it goes through the back of the end zone. No return. After three, Longview 56, West Mesquite nothing. You are listening to Longview Lobo Football on 106.5. Final 12 minutes of the regular season. Back to throw, Dale. He throws it. It's intercepted at the 44. Coming back to the 50, to the 40. Still on his feet at the 35. And down he goes. And that's a pick by number 5, Javon Towns. They'll come out in the I formation. Too wide to the right side this time. A handoff to the fullback. Again, no, Tut kept it. Tut's on his feet at the 15. Spins at the 10. Still trying to carry a player to the 5-yard line. And a nice fake by the backup quarterback, Tut. Lobo send Makai Stewart wide left. Tut hands off into the end zone. Touchdown, Jose Soto. 2-yard run. And the Lobos are going to put it in the 60s. All that set up by the Javon Towns interception.
It's Andre Mitchell to attempt the point after.
To the 36-yard line, and then the drive again on a short field. Now we've got a new kicker in the ball game. That's Alexander Mitchell, and the kick is up, and the kick is good. And now with 9:57 to play in the ball game, Longview 63, West Mesquite nothing. You're listening to Longview Lobo Football on 106.5 Jack FM. If the Lobos didn't play a perfect game tonight, they played 99% of one, I can tell you.
Well, they've scored every offensive possession they've had the ball.
Kickoff is going to bounce at the 9-yard line and then go out of bounds. And so flag's going to go down. And West Mesquite's going to have good field position. Four wide this time on first down and 20. Dale back to throw. Looks, fires over the middle. Caught, deflected, and then picked off at the 35 to the 20. 20-yard line down to the 16-yard line. Another Longview interception. Lobos come out in the gun. They have two running backs either side of Andrew Tut, and they will hand it off, sweeping to the right. Not going to get that first down, Jonathan Lee, as West Mesquite stops him on the play. Tackle was made by number 53, Artavian Brown, and the ball is going to go over on downs. So West Mesquite now with a first and 10, they'll hand it off. Did they fumble it?
Fumble.
Longview comes up with it? Yes, they did. Who came up with the fumble? Trying to check a number here.
Hang on.
That's number 65, and that, of course, is our guy Jordan Wright, the one senior that's still on the field. Just flat coughed it up and gave it back to Jordan Wright at the 2-yard line. And it's been that kind of night for West Mesquite.
Looks like Kaysen Brooks recovered the loose ball.
Unless there's another 65 in there that I don't know about.
Let's see.
I thought it was Jordan Wright.
It's been an impressive year for them.
Oh, my gosh. Fourth down, they're going to run the option. Tut's going to run into the end zone. Touchdown, Longview. On a quarterback keeper on the option, just around the right side, he takes it in with 2:51 to play.
I mean, that was a nice run by him. He faked the pitch, turned it up.
Yes, sir.
6 yards out.
That's not a play we've seen much of this
year. No.
Extra point try by Mitchell. He's up. And it's good with 2:33 to play in the ball game. Longview 70. West Mesquite nothing. You're listening to Longview Lobo Football on 106.5 Jack FM. It's sacked again. That's been the story of Dale's life tonight. He has been on the ground all night long, and that's going to be the ball game. Thank the Lord. Longview 70, West Mesquite nothing. Longview 10-0, 7-0 in district play. Sole possession of the district championship and headed to the playoffs. the same way they started the season, ranked number one in the state.